You know, I can always easily say that, brother, we got you. Because each brother here, each saint here, has got each other's back. And we can't say that anywhere. But I know I can say it here. As you see on the board this afternoon, blessings in the bag. The blessings that I'm talking about are some of the things that we'll be reading about, and we want to turn your Bible to Daniel chapter 2. And in Daniel chapter 2, I'm going to start at the start of Daniel. And I know that we know the story. We know a lot of the contents. But this past week happened to be the Lord blessed me with a birthday. And I came up with this lesson, and I kept saying, you know, gifts in the bag. And we happened to go see our grandson Friday, and he picked out in the bag was my gift, and he made sure he got it out to let me know he found it. So I started thinking, blessings in the bag. But that was a gift in the bag, and I want to tell us about the blessing that we'll receive in the bag. Instead of a gift, you're going to get a blessing. And I want to speak about Daniel and about the ability that Daniel had. Not only him, but his comrades. The blessing that God has given them. And the blessing that we will receive, that we have received from their blessings. From facing obstacles that allows us to have gifts out of that bag, the blessings that they. In Daniel chapter 2, in the second year, starting at verse 1, the year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar dreamed, but then his spirit was troubled and his sleep broke him. Then the king commanded to call the musicians, and the astrologers, and the soothsayers, and the Chaldeans, and show the king his dream. And so they came and stood before him, the king. And the king said unto them, I have dreamed a dream, and my spirit is troubled. Know the dream. Then spoke the Chaldeans, the king of, I just knew that word. I've been studying that word, and now I get up here and forget the word. Can a brother help me out? Syriac. Okay, thank you. O king, live forever, and tell thy servant the dream, and we'll show the interpretation. The king answered and said to the Chaldeans, the thing is gone from me. If we will make me known to me the dream, with the interpretation thereof, ye shall be cut into pieces, and their house shall be made in a dunghill. This dream was so terrible and troubling to this king that he was willing to destroy people because they didn't know the answer. And the king asked and said to the Chaldeans, the thing that is gone. Excuse me. Verse 6. But if you show me the dream, the interpretation thereof, I shall receive me in gifts and rewards and great honor. Therefore show me the dream and the interpretation thereof. And they answered again and said, let the king tell us, servant, the dream, and we will show the interpretation of it. The king answered and said, I know of certainly that ye should gain time, because ye see the things is gone from me. And this at this time when I was studying and putting this together, I kept thinking about Simon the sorceress, how he sorcered the people, tried to bewitch the people. And I thought about, at this time, how they did the same thing way before Simon the sorceress even done it. So this was nothing new, how people do things. When they don't have an answer, they try to prolong it and prolong it and prolong it. And we find out they didn't have the answer after all. Verse 9, if they will make known to me the dream, or therefore the decree. You will have prepared land and corrupt words and speak therefore me till the time of change. Therefore tell me the dream, and I will shall be there, can show me the interpret thereof. And Chaldeans answered before the king and said, there is not a man upon the earth that can show the king's matter. Therefore there is not a king, lord, nor ruler that asks such thing as the magicians, astrologers, or Chaldeans. And it is a rare thing that the king requires, and that is none other can show it before the king except the gods, whose dwell is not of flesh. For this cause, the king was very angry and very furious, commanded to destroy all the wise men of Babylon. And the decree went forth. The wise men should be slain, and they that Daniel, his fellow, to be slain. Then Daniel answered with counsel and wisdom of Arioch, the captain of the king's guard, which was gone forth to slay the wise men of Babylon. He answered and said unto Arioch, the king of captives, why is the decree so hasty from the king? And Arioch made things known to Daniel. Then Daniel went in and desired to the king that he could give him time, that he would show the king the interpretation of. Then Daniel went to his house and made the things known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, that they would desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellow should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. And as you read on the board about the blessings in the bag, this was one of them. This is one thing that was a blessing that we got, that we received today, that Daniel, that the Almighty God blessed Daniel with the knowledge. And you'll find out in this lesson, I've written, you'll find out the wisdom, the knowledge, the authority, and the power will be all displayed in this lesson. I didn't keep my finger on the point before I told you the other. Now I lost my place here. Thank you, Brother John. Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he changes the time of the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto wise, and knowledge to them that know no understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. I thank thee and praise thee, O God, O thy God of fathers, who hast given me wisdom and might, and hast made known unto me now what we desire of thee, for thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter. Therefore Daniel went into the Arioch, whom the king had ordered to destroy the wise men of Babylon. He went and said thus unto him, destroy not the wise men of Babylon. Bring me in before the king, and I will show unto thee the king's interpretation. And Arioch brought in Daniel before the king in haste, and said thus unto him, I have found a man of the captive and Judah that will make known unto the king the interpretation. The king answered and said unto Daniel, whose name was Belshazzar, art thou able to make known unto me the dream which I've seen and interpret thereof? Daniel answered in presence of the king and said, the secret which thy king has demanded cannot the wise and men, astrologers, magicians, and soothsayers show unto me, the king. But there is a God in heaven that reveals secrets and known unto the king of Nebuchadnezzar that he shall be in the latter days. Thy dream and thy vision of thy head upon the bed of those. As for thee, O thy thoughts come into thy mind upon the bed which shall come to pass hereafter. And he that reveal a secret might know to thee that shall come to pass. In verse 32, but verse 31, it says, thou, O king, sought to behold a great image, this great image whose brightness was excellent, still before thee, and thy form thereof was troubled. This image was the head was of fine gold, his breast and his arms of silver, his belly and his thighs of brass, his legs of iron, his feet part iron and part clay. Thus saw till that a stone was cut out without hands, which stoned the image upon his feet, that there was an iron and clay and broke them into pieces. Then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, and the gold broken into pieces together and became like the chaff of a summer thrashing, and the winds carried them away, that no place was found for them. And the stone of smalt, the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. This is the dream, and we will tell the interpretation of it before the king. Thy, O king, art a king of kings, for the God of heaven hath given thee the kingdom, power, and strength, and glory. And moreover, the children men dwell, the beasts of the field, and the fowls of the heaven have he given unto thine hand, and hath made thee ruler over them all. Thus art the head of the gold. And after thee shall rise another kingdom, inferior to thee, and others, third kingdom of brass that shall bear rule over all the earth. And the fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron, more as much as iron breaketh to pieces and subdueth all things, and as iron that breaketh all things shall it break into pieces. In verse 44 it talks and says, in the days of these kings shall God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and thy kingdom shall not be left unto other people, but break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Brings me to Matthew chapter 16. Matthew 16:18. This is time there was a question that came up to Peter and asked Peter, who does, if we go back, we start at 18, but if we go back to verse 15, he said unto, but whom say that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said, blessed art thou, Simon where Jonah, for flesh and blood, hath never revealed this unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. This is part of the knowledge and the wisdom. We're talking about the power. And I also say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I always come to this point when it talks about when he tells Peter, upon this rock, when Christ says, I, meaning the personal pronouns, and I will build my, I and mine. If we go back, now, I want to go back to Daniel. I want to go back to what Nebuchadnezzar said when he talked about his, I and mine. And then we find out that where Nebuchadnezzar ended up, where Nebuchadnezzar ended up, and his results are talking about all the power that he had and what was his, and all the different things that was his, and what he possessed, and God made him a believer. Verse 30, in Nebuchadnezzar, in chapter 4, was beginning at verse 30, and it says, the king spoke and said, is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty? See where Nebuchadnezzar, he forgot who had all the power. In the previous verses, he seen that Daniel could interpret the dream, but Daniel let being known that the only reason why he could do it, he went to his God to get the answers for Nebuchadnezzar. But I want us to understand how Nebuchadnezzar, after he had the dream was interpreted and he seen the power that Daniel received from his God, then Nebuchadnezzar felt like he was God because of the position that he was king. And he made all the decrees of destroying people and making them dunghills. That was Nebuchadnezzar's power. But Daniel's power came from Almighty God, which liveth forever. And so when I compared how Nebuchadnezzar would always say my and I and my was quite different from the one when the Lord Jesus Christ said, I will build my church. And it's my, you know, that he had the authority and he had the right. And that was a part of the authority in this lesson, that he had the right to always say that. And there was nothing wrong with him saying it because he had the right. He had the authority to say it. Nebuchadnezzar didn't have no right and authority to talk about what he owned and what he didn't own, because just like today, we don't own nothing. We just get to use it. It's just here for a moment, because we're here for a moment. And the gifts that, and all the blessings in the bag. The blessing was Daniel. We go to his father for the answer, to answer Nebuchadnezzar's answers, his questions. The answer that we got, a blessing in the bag, became called the soothsayers, the astrologers, and the musicians couldn't do anything. They couldn't interpret nothing without a blessing from God through Daniel. That was the blessing that we received. So it says blessings in the bag. These are the blessings we got. We got a blessing through this here, showing that when Nebuchadnezzar couldn't, his musicians, astrologers, soothsayers, they couldn't interpret it. So, but Daniel could. So that gave us another blessing. And he talked about when Nebuchadnezzar talked about how he, his authority and his power, and he could do this and he could do that and couldn't do nothing. But then we got a blessing through the whole ordeal. Though Daniel and his fellow companions being faithful to God gave us the opportunity to be a part of when Matthew 16 was talking about the church, the kingdom, we're here. We got the blessings out of the bag. These are blessings that we got out of the bag because of Daniel. And so as we go into our lesson, and not only did he give us the kingdom, he gave us the keys. We get to open the door and come on in. He gave us that right through these blessings. That's what the blessings, the bag of blessings is all about. The thing that we get to do right today. He blessed us. But always remember what Daniel and them did. They went to God first, as we must do today. When Matthew 16:18 talks about seek ye first the kingdom, that's the thing we must do. So that someone out in this world that's lost will get the opportunity to do the same thing that we've done today. Get to come here and worship. I know it's just a short lesson, but it was something that I thought about as this week passed, and I felt that we will get something out of it, knowing that there was someone before us, like Daniel and his companions, stood for us as we must stand for others. And I know if there's anyone here that had put on Christ in baptism, this is a great time to do it, because tomorrow is not promised. And if you have put on Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and then you've fallen short, this is a good time to make things, to go, get back on a positive with God before it's everlasting too late. As we're about to sing a song, Just As I Am, it's my favorite. They asked me to change, what song did I want today? I said, I don't care. But they said, Brother, what we know, Just As I Am is your favorite. So they picked Just As I Am. And that's the only way God's going to take you. You're only going to be just as you are. He's not going to give you a chance to change. He says, I'm here now. He's not going to say, well, I'm going to delay a judgment day because we won't give you a chance. He says, I'm here, just like the five wise and foolish virgins. When the door shut, it shut. He didn't go back and open the door and say, wait a minute, they're coming back. They got some more oil. They trimmed the lantern there. We're going to let them back in. It ain't like that, man. It don't work like that. Not in God's will. Not in God's plan. We can't change His plan. But whatever condition that you find yourself in, make it right. I need your prayers. I need them all the time. I know the church needs them. I know that when we do things, trying to better ourselves by elders and deacons, and trying to build a building, you know who's mad at us? Satan. He's mad. He's red hot. And he's going to get each and every one of us he can get to stop our progress. And if you need to change and do better, do it before it's everlasting too late. Let us sing. Let us sing.